Hi, it's Mac here. It's McCoggan on Audio Boo, and an article that caught my eye in this week's local West Lothian Courier is regarding a centenarian, an old lady of 100 called Anne Durward, who is seen in the photograph receiving her letter from the Queen and a photograph of the Queen. And I'll read you the story as it's printed by Alistair Watson. The main headline is Message from Queen Marks a Happy 100th. And the subheading, Family and Friends Gather Round as Anne Celebrates Her Centenary. Gardening and a wee tipple every day are the secrets of longevity, according to the daughter of West Lothian's latest centenarian. Anne Durward, spelt D-U-R-W-A-R-D, celebrated her 100th birthday recently, surrounded by family and friends at the Holmesview Nursing Home in Broxburn at a party to mark the milestone. Mrs. Durward was born on November 5th, now that's an important date, isn't it, 1912 in Aberdeen. The youngest of eight children, Mrs. Durward grew up on a dairy farm before getting a job in a dress shop. She completed a secretarial course and was helping out in an office in Aberdeen when she met her future husband Frank, who worked as an architect for the Bank of Scotland. After marrying, they moved to Perth, then Edinburgh, and had two children, Dorothy and Francis. Mrs. Durward has seven grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. Her husband passed away 37 years ago. Her daughter Frances lives in West Lothian, and Mrs. Durward moved to Holmesview to be closer to her. She said, My mother was a housewife but loved gardening. My parents had a bungalow in Kirstorfen with a big garden, and it was always immaculate. She's very religious and went to church every week and loved socialising with her friends. She was actively involved in charity work as well. I suppose she would put her long life down to the fresh air and gardening. But she was a heavy smoker and liked a little dram of whiskey at night. She likes reading, and she isn't much of a television person. My mother is very deaf now, but she's mentally alert and can still hold her own in a conversation. Lord Lieutenant Isabel Bridie, the Queen's representative in West Lothian, read out a message from Her Majesty the Queen to Mrs. Durward on her birthday. And the footnote reads, She was a heavy smoker and liked a dram at night. What a lovely story.